Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast, a podcast that connects you to higher, higher power you deserve. Today, I want to talk to you about create the opportunity you're looking for within your IT sector, whatever your niche may be. This is the thing, a lot is happening right now. Trump just got into office. He's already making changes. It's real out here in these streets. We have a lot of things moving within technology. NVIDIA just launched or talked about their supercomputer that they're getting ready to put out to the masses here with it by May, that condenses everything into the palm of your hand that, a lot of these data centers are, needing, acres of land to house for the cloud, right? So a lot of changes are happening. Jobs are still in influx. Positions are still questionable. You know, a lot of companies are making a lot of changes. It's still downsizing and still changing into different fields of niches of engineering that they need, right? Because there's so much data coming in right now, so much data. There's a lot of positions within data scientists, data analytics, data engineering, data engineering. There's a lot of positions that are opening up, right? But there's also a lot of positions that are closing, right? So what does this mean for you? A lot of still uncertainty depending upon where you are within your particular career set and in your career path, right? But what I want to talk to you about today is with all this uncertainty, there's always an inkling of a seed of opportunity. The thing is, you have to be the one to seek the opportunity. You have to be the one to position yourself to be ready when the opportunity presents itself. You have Copilot out here. You have different things that are growing along with ChatGPT. I can never say that word right, right? You have things that are competing against one another. But within that, there's always lanes of, there's new development, uncovered lanes of coding and uncovered lanes of, again, information that needs to be explored, right? So there's always opportunity. The issue that happens, though, is because you work so hard over the past, say, 36 months or 4 or 5 years within your particular niche, you've acquired 2 or 3 certifications already. You feel like, you've kind of hit that brick wall like we all tend to do, right? You're not an anomaly. We all tend to feel like, well, I've done X, Y, Z. I have mastered this particular niche or this particular, skill set. What do I pivot into, right? And there's a level of comfort that comes with that, right? But I'm here to tell you, you have to fight that. It's not fair. It's not fun. But as we all know, life is not fair and is not necessarily always fun. But it can be fun and it can be fair if we create the playing field for ourselves. So today's topic point, you have to create your opportunity for yourself. You can't keep looking at the glass being half empty. It has to be half full if you're going to see the opportunities that are out there for you. So I talked about Copilot. I talked about NVIDIA doing what they're doing with supercomputers. You know that data is being collected across all platforms, across all industries, and it's coming in so vast and so quickly. Companies are having a hard time understanding how to sift through it and having enough team members in place in their departments to be able to handle this. So if you're someone who's currently right now front end or full stack or, developer or engineer, maybe it's time for you to pivot into that data world, right? Is it going to be comfortable? No. Is it something that's going to require you possibly taking some kind of boot camp or, again, requiring more certifications? Yes. But if you do so, what you're now doing is positioning yourself for the security you're looking for, right? It's when we sit on the fence and we don't take the risk, quote unquote, calculated risk. And I like this phrase I heard years ago, probably about 6 years into me running one of my businesses. Calculated risk taking is security making. Calculated risk taking is security making. That's important to understand. You have to take calculated risk, guys. You can't sit on the fence and say, okay, well, just because I've been in this position for 36 months, I've, carved out a little net lane for myself within this company. They haven't laid me off. They're looking about expanding, looking to expand. Maybe I can be a part of it. Maybe. Instead of saying maybe, take that calculated risk, find out what departments are opening up. How are they looking to expand? Where are they looking? Where are they weakest? And then you go find that information or that certification that's going to help you plug that hole, right, of that weakness that they have. And now you're guaranteeing yourself an opportunity for job security, right? As opposed to just saying, okay, well, I've been here. They see me. They know I'm here. And we coast. I'm speaking to you because, again, if you don't know, my name is Mark Comar. I am the owner of Kane Ross LLC staffing firm. We staff IT professionals into corporations such as American Express and Data Vantage Data Centers and a few other companies with, you know, the American workforce. I've been doing this now for 7 years. I'm not speaking to you out of turn. I'm speaking to you because, again, I have an arm, a leg, a body in the game, right? I have employees that I staff within engineering, within IT, data, dark data, data scientists, metaverse. I have project engineers. I have a plethora of people that I staff. I have full stack. I have back-end engineers that I staff. So I'm very aware of the different lanes that IT can provide career paths for. But I'm also very aware of the conversations that are being had by employees who are making anywhere from $80,000 a year or upwards of $210K a year within my company. And they're looking for, you know, they've been with the company for organization for 3 years and looking to, you know, sustain that or looking to pivot into another organization, right? I understand the boots to the ground concerns that you have as an employee, as someone who has to take care of your family, creating a lifestyle for yourself, your concern. You're like, look, I've been doing X, Y, Z. I have my Six Sigma. I have my SQL. I've added on, you know, C++ to my background. You know, I've gotten the VP position, you know, so I should be okay, right? But you may not be looking at the landscape of the organization that you're with into for the next 5 or 6, 10, 15 years, because that's going to determine really how you're going to have security, right? And what also, too, are you going to need to add to the acronym you're going to need to add or the information or skill set you're going to need to add to your particular current skill set, right? If you're not looking at these things, that's hard because sometimes you can't see the trees for the forest, right? Because you're literally walking through the forest. You're like, I'm just seeing everything, right? I'm getting hit by every branch. I can't see further, right? I can't see that rare wood down the path that does give me a little reprieve from getting hit by the branches, right? So I'm saying, you might lose track of adding a unique skill set that is relevant to not only your job security where you currently are in the organization you're currently in, the company you're currently with, but even if they are going to let you go unbeknownst to you, because this is real life. Like I said, it's not fair. But if you get that new cert or that acronym that you need, that's going to give you that little more oomph to your career at your mid-level, you know, status, now when you get let go, you are already ready and centered for that next organization and that next company that is in need of your services and talents. What I see so often is people don't add that next correct cert. They add on what used to be the thing, right? They add on the language, you know, that used to be in use, you know, Python, that is now not necessarily the thing anymore, you know, and you didn't look towards the next one, right? That is coming about. I'm not the tech expert, no. I am the one who places the tech experts. And I am the one who's looking at the companies and seeing, okay, if you're looking to expand into, you know, certain segments of the nation and you're competing against other upcoming startups who are moving quicker and they're able to capture their data faster, but what engineers are they using? What, you know, knowledge groups are they using? This is what I'm looking at. These are the conversations I'm having. So I'm saying to you, don't get comfortable in your position. Don't get comfortable in the fact that you've been 3, 4, 5 years with your current certifications. And yes, you may have invested money and time, but it's a continual learning educational situation that has to happen. IT technology, you know, like I know, is constantly evolving. So you don't have the opportunity or the chance to get complacent within your skill set, knowledge, and growth, okay? Saying all this to say to you, take it upon yourself to look at the glass being half full and not half empty. You can gain the knowledge information you need in order for you to continue that trajectory of your career path and career growth that you're looking for, but it's up to you to look for it. It's not going to fall out the sky. The company is not going to always provide or give you clarity to the direction that you need to go. You have to be the one to buckle down and say, okay, I'm looking at all these orgs. I'm seeing how they're moving people here, how they're letting go of this department here. So what does this mean? Where are they going to have pitfalls that I can possibly plug that hole if I get this extra knowledge here? When you do that, then you create the opportunities and you start to create the job security for yourself, and you are doing calculated risk taking in order to create job security making. All right. You can do this. Just make sure you're doing it the right way. Always, always look for the opportunities that are seemingly not there, because I promise you they are. All right. I hope that helped just kind of encourage you within the IT sector. Stay encouraged. You got this, but create your job security and you'll be fine. All right. Talk to you guys in the next episode. See you again soon. Have a great weekend.